Nuke O'Toole.
Good morning, Trinity Trust. Sylvia, please.
Who am I calling, please?
Sure, this is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
One moment, please.
Thanks.
Sorry to keep you holding. This is Sylvia.
Not a problem, Sylvia. This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. You might remember me. I spoke to you last year around July time frame.
And oh, okay.
I think at that time you had just renewed the terms on your current loan. So,
so we still have that loan, though.
Okay. Well, sometimes we can actually, I mean, we have programs that all you have to do is be paid up to around 30% into that loan to put you in a better situation. But, I mean, it's clearly up to you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I think we want to pay it off first.
Pay it off first. Okay. Who's it through, just out of curiosity? I'm familiar with a lot. I've been doing this for quite a while, so I know most of the other lending companies. OnDeck, okay. OnDeck's a good company. Yeah, they went public, I think, last year, and they usually have pretty good renewal options. You know, I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. We actually do syndicate through OnDeck. I think almost everyone does at this point, even Wells Fargo and some larger banks. Mm-hmm. But we also offer loans.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. No, we also offer loans for equipment as well. And that's really where we kind of specialize in when it comes to what we offer.
Right. Well, actually, I was working on something with Kevin.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Yeah. But I just thought it was kind of strange because Kevin wants us to submit a check to you guys before we get funded.
Yeah, I know normally Kevin's in a different office, and he does work for Bank Cardiff. I know him, but I know okay. He's in our North County office.
It's just that you hear so many things, right? Like, okay, I'll give you first give me money, and then I'll give you money. So first you got to give me the He goes, this is going to be like, what we're doing is we're pledging our equipment.
Okay.
And he said, okay, we can get equity from your equipment. So we did an equipment list, and then he said, okay, well, then it's going to work like an equipment lease. So it's like, oh, we're going to have this equipment as collateral. And then you give us the first and last payment of the lease.
It's like, well, the first and last payment is actually very common on those, but it goes towards the loan itself, obviously.
Right. And so I was like, okay. And he's like, I go, why can't you just do the loan and take off those payments? I don't know. And he's like, no, it has to be done this way. And so we haven't finished signing all the paperwork because I just didn't know if it was on the up and up.
No, that's actually very common. It's considered what's called a sale leaseback, that type of loan. So we're basically providing you a collateral loan, for lack of better words. So that is very common. It just depends on a lot of factors too. For example, if I have I work a lot with a titled vehicle industry as far as like semi-trucks and trailers and stuff like that. And I'd say 9 times out of 10 on my approvals that I receive, they do require the first month's payment, last month's payments up front, but they obviously go towards the loan. Mm-hmm. So it's more of, I guess it's in the eyes of us as a bank. It shows that the client obviously has some skin in the game and they're ready to move forward. And also it benefits the client because they're doing a type of program that's an equipment finance agreement. So they actually own the equipment when it's all said and done. But the first payment's out of the way, last payment's out of the way, and whenever it's all paid, they own the title to that vehicle or truck or trailer, for example. That's kind of the department I work in, but I know that Kevin works with all sorts of different types of loans as well. Like I said, he comes to our office every once in a while, but he's upper in our northern county office, and he's been with us for a while. But no, that's very common. It really is. Now, Kevin's a good guy. He wouldn't steer you wrong.
And I told him my concerns, and he said, no, you'll be fine. It's just, this is how it's done. It's just like a normal, like as if, think of it as a normal lease, and this, you are required the first and last payment, so just think of it that way. I said, oh, okay. But it's
I think the last,
it's a sale lease.
Sale lease back is the terminology in a way. I mean, usually for a sale lease back, most of my clients that I do that for would be a client that went to an auction. They paid cash for a Caterpillar bulldozer or something like that. And then they wanted to actually get cash back on that, so they would just finance it at that point. Because you never, I can send an approval out to a client, and they go to the approval with go through the auction with an approval for $40,000, for example. But what if the equipment was $45,000? You know what I mean? So a lot of times they'll just pay the cash that they have for it, and then give me a call and say, "Okay, this is what I paid for it. Here's the invoice," and then go from there. But as far as my clients that have to pay first month's and last month's payments, I mean, I think in the many, many years I've been here, there's only been a handful, and I think the last one that did not have to do the first month's payment, last month's payment, was a company that had, they were a 35-year-old plus company that did about $15 million a year, and they had over 500 employees or something like that. So they were, and I think that they put a security deposit down on the equipment already. I think this is about 3 years ago. So that's just kind of from my memory. But no, that's very common. It really is.
Okay.
But it protects you, and it's all in the terminology and everything as well. It does go towards the actual loan itself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then I guess I'll get back with Kevin then.
Okay. Not a problem. I was able to answer any questions you had. And yeah, definitely get in touch with Kevin. He should be able to take care of you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for the call.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.